Well, Ross, welcome to the program.
No problems, Carl.
Gutsy win on the weekend, mate. I thought that, you know, given your circumstance, you know, it looked like Fifey was sore and Clancy Pearce showed great courage to come back onto the ground after you'd already subbed Tabiner out of the game, and the boys really got their hands dirty and dug deep for you.
Yeah, I think that term dug deep. They really tapped in to give some supreme effort. I thought our competitiveness and attitude was spot on all day, but really our method was with the ball was really putting us under a lot of pressure and turning it over in bad parts of the ground, which really allowed Richmond to have really easy scoring opportunities. So, but that's something that can be remedied. We just need to fix it relatively quickly.
What did you think of the intensity of the match and the pressure in the match? Because sometimes that can play a major part in that, you know, that happening out on the ground.
Yeah, look, I always think they're intense AFL games, obviously. Look, we tackled a fair bit for us. I think we laid some like 80 tackles. So that's a really good number for us. We're not a huge tackling team. And Richmond were obviously hard at it and put some good pressure on. So, yeah, I thought it was two good teams going at it in the right manner.
Ross, do you go through phases where you have heavy training phases at training, or is that all a myth?
No, we do. We take opportunities on longer weeks where you can put some more work into them, but I wouldn't say we've been in a particularly heavy phase. A couple of weeks ago, we were able to get some more work in the guys, but now they come in pretty fresh to this game. I thought we ran over the top of the ground really well, and I thought we were quite sprightly, really. We had plenty of opportunities early, and just couldn't capitalise. But as I said, I didn't think it was our contest or our pressure. It was our ball use decision-making that put us under pressure.
Pav showed great leadership again and contributed well on the scoreboard, kicking three important goals.
Well, he's playing on the premier one-on-one defender in the competition in Rance. I thought it was a superb effort by Matthew, particularly that contested mark late, where then he kicked it to Sheridan. I thought he's been able to get on the track and train the last few weeks, and he's benefited from that. I think he's in really good touch.
Clancy Pearce, will he be out?
No, he just had a slight sublux, they call it, and went straight back in. It wasn't a full one anyway. He's got really good strength, so he should be available.
Oh, that's great news because you know there was some suggesting today that he might be out for a month. So to be in the mix, we'll continue to make sure that there's pressure on for spots.
Yeah, no, I think he's fine. I spoke to the doctor earlier today. So, yeah, his strength's fine. It looked bad, but he's basically okay.
The combination of Sandilands and Griffin, is that the right one for now?
Yeah, it looks okay to me. Can always be better. I didn't think they were both at their very, very best. But, yeah, I thought they competed pretty well, and it's a work in progress and something we're pretty keen to keep working on. You know?
We know how important that result was for you to beat Richmond, and West Coast have beaten Sydney, so it's kept them that little bit further away to give you breathing space at the top of the ladder. And there's no easy game. At home, GWS will be coming to town, and we've seen how competitive they've been throughout the season.
But they're a very good team, aren't they? Obviously, they didn't play their best on the weekend, and they've run into some injury headwinds, but they're getting a few of them back. So, look, we just keep trying to improve our footy. I mean, you just can't hang on the top spot. You've got to win your way there, so which is what we've done. So, we'll just keep looking to improve our footy. We need to improve, but I think our attitude and run, we're certainly not fatigued, and, you know, we're getting a few back. Dawson's back playing football. Got some good pressure in the twos. Johnson will be back, you know, either around 19 or 20, we think. So there's a bit to look forward to. And we're really excited that we can beat a good team. And well, they probably should have won with opportunities missed, but we found a way to win, and we just think we're probably going to be about 50% of ball use. So if we can fix that, I think we're going to be a pretty good team again.
Yeah, because, you talk about trying to improve and get better in the area. So, you know, that would be your major area of focus, you reckon? Is that one of the things that you... Yeah,
clearly. We're defending, and our clearance work is really high standard. So, we just turn the ball over really willy-nilly, really. So, look, it's a relatively easy fix, but in saying that, we've got to do it, you know.
Yeah. The competition overall. Now, what about this encroaching on the mark? I mean, the Hawks seem to have a man that comes in over the mark and runs off. Is that something that you've become aware of, and do you see that happening a little bit more when blokes are going back to take their kick, that a man drops in, a man drops off, and They sneak up a bit?
Well, I've spoken to Wayne Campbell, the umpiring department, about it was umpired out. There was strict policing of the man on the mark and people coming in from the side and because held up play, but it probably went too far. So they've sort of done their laces up on it a little bit, but I think it's got away from the competition again where it's really starting to stifle ball movement. So the umpires are aware of it. Clubs are really professional in that they'll squeeze every advantage. So I think it's become topical because it holds the ball up and ball movement. But it's probably interpretation that needs to be clarified. It's a little bit, like a lot of things in Aussie rules, it's a little bit grey where you can come from or where you can stand. So we're trying to get that clarified as well.
Brilliant, mate. Well, thanks very much for your time tonight. Really appreciate it. And have a safe trip home.
No worries. Thanks, Carl.